morning, we're continuing Chayyodam Klal, Lamed Vav, Simen Zayin. So Yayin, sort of, she's Arav Ben Mayim. He must accept the command Behilchos Pesach, Simen Yud, the field Nichbashu, Besoycha Peris, Karshin, or cherries. Kiyotzeboy, Mikomokim, Husafik, Imame Peris. So the Zayin Mashkin does not include May Peris. May Peris, we look at it, it's the liquid coming out of the fruit. It's not considered a distinct separate entity. It doesn't have a cheshivas of a mashka. Now, when you would make the process of making these alcoholic drinks, fermenting, whether it's whiskey or whether it's going to be a slivovitz with a plum or cherry or whatever it's going to be, so the liquid which sits there and ferments together with it, but the fact that it ferments with the flavor of the fruit, etc., maybe it's, even though it starts out as water, it becomes absorbed and it becomes considered an halacha as if it's the same as the ikar is the liquid of the fruit, and this ferments together and becomes like one unit. So it's relevant in a case where he talks about when a person's making wine. And a little bit of water mixed in, and then it ferments it together. So that is considered wine, regardless of the halacha of water versus meperis in matzah. Whether it's machritz or not, it's considered meperis. Now, it might be machritz because of different reasons, because there's a shita which says anything which is fermented itself can ferment the dough and cause it to rise. But regards to the same thing when it comes to yain sarif. Now, if it's with whiskey, you have a problem. It itself is chametz. But if you made it with a fruit, so maybe the water which is in there is just meperis. Meperis are not machmetz. So he raises such an idea. So now, taking that idea and bringing it back to over here, it's relevant to whether it's considered a mashka. It was water to start with, and now it's absorbed into the meperis. So maybe you do not need to wash if you would be tevil something in it. So mekamakam husafik imhem meperis, it's considered a safik. Vafilu yesh b'mayim harbe, and even if there's a lot of water, once it sort of starts fermenting together and absorbing together, it becomes possibly that it has a status. It becomes insignificant and bottle. So the meperis which are there, and it absorbs the flavor and the status of May Paris. Okay, May Paris of the question, the Sarcha is Safik Im Sarcha Tilas Yadayim. So if you have Paris, which would be now, you would brine in them, you would soak it, you would preserve in them, so they have a Safik Im Sarcha Tilas Yadayim. So it does not come to a clear psak on that. Now, but he takes it a step weiter. What about Paris with Sholin? So I make a cherry soup. I make a fruit soup. I cook fruits, and there's liquid, and there's water to start with. So I have water and fruits, and I cook it together, and I make this fruit soup. Do I have to wash? Or I cook apples, and I make an applesauce, but I leave the pieces of apples in there, so there's water with apples, so I just have to wash. The lucky is, that we'll see later on when we learn Hillel's brachas, that when you cook a fruit, you make a fruit soup, the bracha on the fruit soup is even if you're just eating the soup without the fruit. The flavor of the fruit absorbs into the liquid in such a strong way that it gets the din of the fruit. The din of the fruit is transferred onto the water. So Chayyadim says, if that's true in regards to the halachas of brachas, it will be true in regards to the halachas of washing your hands for tibula b'mashka. So they have the fruit now in this water. This water is just considered an extension of the fruit, and you do not need to wash. They ain't loved in mashka. So the Chayyadim says it's not considered a mashka. The Derech HaChaim disagrees. And Mr. Burr brings down the Mechalikas and Achronim. Therefore, he suggests, because of the Mechalikas, that you should only eat it with a spoon. You shouldn't eat it with your hands. If you have pieces of fruit, take the pieces of fruit out with your hands. Only eat it with a spoon. Because We'll see in the next siman that maybe there's a kula things which the derech is only to eat with a spoon. Over here, maybe the derech is to eat it both ways, but it's common enough that therefore you could be makel relying on that, not to get involved in the suffix. Or a person could wash me suffix, either one of those options. So that has multiple applications. According to the Chayonim, these things would not have an issue of the Tilsidayim because they change their status into being payers. And that's what he presented two possibilities how that happens. One example which I want to point out, which is not necessarily, is pickles. Pickles, which are sitting, are cucumbers which you brine in this brine of vinegar, water, salt, and then it sits in it and it brines over a period of time. So the water over there, it does not necessarily become bottled to the vinegar which is there. In that situation, it's not considered meper, it's considered water. The Mishnah Berurah says that a person has to wash if you're eating that, even if you eat it with a fork, because pickles, people, many times pickle, we'll see the next siman, people, with something which people normally eat, it's normal to eat it by hand, even if you eat it with a fork, you still have to wash. Because you may come to take it by hand. So a person would have a pickle which is dry, he doesn't have to wash, but the pickle is wet enough that it's tefech, like we spoke about, a person would have to wash. Have a good morning.